Sliver of Truth. Written by Lisa Unger. And read by Elizabeth Kay.
Stop running, you coward!
I yell into the huge darkness. My voice resonates in the deserted space.
Let me see your face!
My voice bounces off the surfaces around me again. I don't sound scared and heartbroken, but I am. I sound strong and sure. I take the gun from the waist of my jeans. The metal is warm from my skin. In my hand, it feels solid and righteous. This is the second time in my life I've held a gun with the intent to use it. I don't like it any better than the first time, but I'm more confident now. Know that I can fire if pressed. He steps out from the shadows, seems to move silently, to glide like the ghost that he is. I take a step toward him and then stop, raise my gun. I still can't see his face. A milky light has started to shine through the gaping holes in the ceiling as the moon moves through a break in the cloud cover. Shapes emerge in the darkness. He starts moving toward me slowly. I stand my ground, but the gun starts shaking in my hand. Ridley, don't do it. You'll never be able to live with it. The voice comes from behind me, and I spin around to see someone I didn't expect to see again. This is none of your business, I yell, and turn back to the man I've been chasing.
Ridley, don't be stupid. Put that gun down.
This voice behind me sounds desperate, cracks with emotion.
You know I can't let you kill him.
My heart rate responds to the fear in his voice. What am I doing? Adrenaline is making my mouth dry, the back of my neck tingle. I can't fire, but I can't lower the gun either. I have the urge to scream in my fear and anger, my frustration and confusion, but it all lodges in my throat. When he's finally close enough to see, I gaze upon his face, and he's someone I don't recognize at all. I draw in a gasp as a wide, cruel smile spreads across his face, and then I get it. He is the man they say he is. Oh, God, I say, lowering my gun. Oh, no.